This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to Office Hours. I'm Dave Meltzer. We might as well start the episode with the very best. I feel sorry for the rest of the guests because this is my favorite entrepreneur, because when I think of entrepreneurship since I've been and graduated law school, I think of Grant Cardone. We both were in the same city a long time ago, so we know how things aggregate, how they compound and accelerate. And it's no accident that I and many others consider Grant Cardone the top entrepreneur in our country, if not the world. Welcome to Office Hours, Grant.
Hey, David, always good to be with you, man. Appreciate you having me.
You look great, man. I was going to say, you don't look like a realtor anymore. You actually look like an entrepreneur with the hoodie. So you look great. I know you're skiing right now, so it's nice to have you.
I'm in the mountains, yeah. We just finished our big conference. So every year after this, if the snow's good, I take the kids out into the mountains. So my wife and I and the two kids are in Salt Lake City getting 20-year epic snowfall.
And you deserve it, my friend. You deserve to have fun with your family because you empower so many people. At the Growth Con, that's all I heard about for the last 10 days, the extraordinary event in the community that you've built. But the other question people ask me, and you've taken it, no pun intended, to the 10X level, from Dave Meltzer Enterprises to Grant Cardone Enterprises, how the heck do you have so many different businesses, ventures, and interests and maintain and grow them all at such a scalable, accelerated rate?
Yes. Yeah, so what we do is I only do businesses that support the other businesses. And I know you talk about the vertebrae, and I see it kind of like a hand. You know, if I move my thumb, it's going to move my other fingers. I can't move one without moving the other. So I don't add any businesses that don't support the other businesses. So when we do a 10X growth conference, partners are coming in, investors are coming in. I mean, we just did an event that it was profitable when we opened the doors, which is 99% of all events are negative when they open the doors. They lose money to get people there. But this event, this three-day event, probably broke $100 million, bringing with no sponsorships, no endorsements, okay? Like, it was the single biggest event I've ever done in my career because we finally figured out, rather than have an AT&T or Sprint or Verizon sponsor and give me money to pay for the event, at all my partners are there: Cardone Capital, Cardone Ventures, Cardone University, 10X Stages, 10X Ladies. Like, all the things we're doing basically are just integrated to support our audience and doing whatever it is they want to do.
Hi, Grant and Melissa. Pleasure to meet with you and ask a question today.
Hey, Melissa.
I get to train fighters and entrepreneurs alike, right? And as David already alluded to, you have reached that pinnacle status, that world champion status. And with that, new levels, new devils, right? We literally sign up to get punched in the face as entrepreneurs, as fighters. Knowing that,
100%.
What advice would you give an entrepreneur just starting on how to navigate these challenges and these punches and hits we take in life?
Well, you need to, first of all, this is the week I'm getting all mine. Every time this year, this is when all the hate pours in. So once you're successful, everybody starts looking up and saying, hey, this is a problem, that's a problem, you did this wrong, you said that wrong. So you guys should all wish for it. This week, right, I did an interview, Melissa, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago with Lair Trump, and I said something, it did not sound good. Like, if I could take the whole thing back, I would. I can't. It just didn't sound good. And so I'm getting a tremendous amount of criticism from Forbes magazine to Breakfast, the Big Breakfast radio channel. Look, it just comes with the turf, okay? It all comes with the turf. When you become very, very successful, I don't think I've reached a pinnacle, but I was with Dana White last week. Dana gets it too. And there's no way to get the success without the criticism that comes with it. Some people just want to hate. They want to criticize. They want to bang on you. And the way to handle it is be like, yeah, I said that wrong, okay? I'm a human being. I don't have an ad that says I'm perfect. I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to help people. And some people, you cannot change their mind because they're not there to have their mind changed. They're there to hate and criticize. The very same people, by the way, if I see them tomorrow in the supermarket, they're going to come and say, man, Cardone, man, I love you, man. You the best. Right. But you know, while they're in a group of people, they might spend time just trying to negate what I'm doing well. The solution is to flourish and prosper, keep doing well, keep the main thing the main thing, and know that the barking dogs will find something else to bark at.
Hey, Grant, John Orlando here from the Action Junkies podcast. You were actually on my podcast a couple months ago.
What's up, bro?
How are you, man?
Yeah, I love that.
Before I ask you the question, I want to tell you, I've been on 10X Health now for 3 months. I started at 205 and I weighed in at 176 this morning. So thank you for that. But yeah, I was hoping you could touch on the importance of networking, because I met you because I'm grateful you'd sent me a DM. And I think it's really interesting that someone, you know, I get it on my end why networking is important, but it really blew me away that you took the time, you saw either the Dana White episode of my show or maybe Gary Brecka, and you saw some of the clips, whatever, and you sent me a really nice, like, encouraging DM, you know, keep up the good work, GC, and then I ran into you at the UFC fight literally 3 hours later after I got that message, tapped you on the shoulder, thanked you, and asked you if you'd come on my show, and you did. But if you could just speak to the importance of networking, like, I wouldn't expect that on your end, that you're still out there doing that with a little guy like me.
Well, look, I do it every day because you have an audience I don't have, right? We target markets. I mean, one of the things I'm getting all this criticism right now for is we talk about targeting specific markets. I target people. Like, I just want everybody to understand, if you are alive on planet Earth, I have you in a target bucket. So you could be 12 years old, 20 years old, 25. You could be interested in the UFC, NASCAR, football, whatever, dude. Like I target all people that want help. So if people want to be successful, then we drop them in a bucket. Because not everybody wants help. They say they want it, but they're not going to accept it. And then what I'm trying to do is be omnipresent amongst those groups of people. So 401ks, IRAs, all the way down to somebody on the come up, getting out of high school, trying to make a decision. Do I go to college or do I go to work? All the way to LeBron and the rappers and the ball players that have a bunch of money. So when I saw what you were doing, it was easy enough for me to say, okay, let me go DM him. Great job. I'd love to be on your podcast. Why? Because you have an audience. One thing is the target. Second thing is for me to be edified by you to your audience, right? To and then for you to tell this story today, like whatever you guys say about Grant Cardone, he's still a humble guy.
Love it. Grant, Sean Dill here.
Love the hoodie, bro. Got it. You know, hey. You got to go Carl Capital.
Send me one, man. I'll put it on.
Okay.
This is our second time together, and I love hearing your human side. I mean, the omnipresent side, the $100 million, the exposure is all fantastic. But I mean, one thing that gets overshadowed a lot is the humanitarian side of you, the foundation. The question really is the big why. What are you really trying to do? You talked about helping people that want help. What is it that goes beyond just the likes, the engagement, the money? What's the real reason for Grant Cardone on this planet?
Yeah, look, I wanted help when I was a kid and nobody helped me. So my dad died when I was 10 years old, and my uncles had their hands full. So I kept waiting for my uncles to show up, and they didn't. And by the time I was 16, I was so angry, waiting for somebody to come help me. I waited for the high school coach, the history teacher, the principal, and then a drug dealer came along and said, hey, I'll help you. And then my life went spiraled down. I went from being a middle-class kid to literally living on the streets, carrying a gun with me every day from the age of 18 to 25. So I am very connected to people that in the struggle. While I am a white man, I did not have the privileges assigned to many people that we take for granted because I blew them all. So, the thing that drives me is helping people that want help and reaching into these marginalized communities where there's no dad present or there's no male, there's no example, maybe there's a missing example of business success because there's plenty of examples of people that are making it in music or at athletics and but The reality is a business career lasts longer than any sports or artist career can ever last. And I make a joke it's easier to be Grant Cardone than it would be to be, you know, The Rock. Anybody could learn how to be me. It's almost impossible to learn how to be The Rock and take $7 and turn it into a $1 billion enterprise, you know? So I want to help people, man. It's probably out of some suffering, some wound that I have, some void that I had as a kid, to help people that don't have help. But I'm also not tolerant of people that raise their hand that say they want help and then don't want it. Because a lot of people say they want it, and most people need it, but most people actually won't even take it.
And I think that's one of the pitfalls of the success that you have when your mission is to help hurt people, because the hurt people that won't accept your help or won't take action from the help that you're giving them, we all know that it's really the hurt people that hurt people. And it took me years, and I know it's still taking us both years. When you do get the negative comments, we're still human. And it might just take minutes and moments to let it go and say, hey, I'm being protected and promoted. I'm going to move to the people that do want my help and forgive those that are trying to hurt me with their opinion, judgment, or condition. And you do such a great job of it, my friend. And I will tell you, from someone that watches the business side of Grant Cardone, by the impact that you're having, whether it's my friend over there who is more healthy than he's ever been, or someone like Glenn Lundy who's more wealthy than he's ever been, got his first private jet and used it to come speak on a stage with me, and I've never got to travel with his wife because he lives in, you know, Kentucky, which is not easy to get to. I'm thinking to myself, right, you know, say what you want about the worst parts of us, but there's some people who are impacting millions of people by making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and as you can tell out there in Park City, having a lot of fun, man. I wish you more money, more help, and more fun in your life, and anything I can do to be of service or value to you, you definitely just got to ask, my friend. Thank you for joining us and always being of service.
What size?
Large.
Of the hoodie?
Large.
Okay. All right. I'll send it to you.
I'll be wearing it. You'll see me on my next podcast. Thanks, buddy. The incredible Grant Cardone. Thanks for joining us on Office Hours.